The parable of the mustard seed is in Matthew chapter 13, 31 and 32, just two verses which we'll look at. Let's read these two verses, Matthew 13, 31 and 32. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs, it becomes a tree." Note that. "So that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." Now, we've been looking at some of these parables so far, just to be very brief. And if you look further down into verse 35, the second part, Jesus quotes from the Old Testament. Because he says, "I'm speaking in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." That's what mystery is. Something that is in God's heart, not revealed until the time when he wanted it to be revealed. And this is a particular time. This teaching has never been done before. Jesus had never spoken in parables before, but here he is. And it says seven parables of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now, just to reiterate, the kingdom of God is only for believers only. The kingdom of heaven, as we've got in these parables, contains believers and unbelievers. We've got the tares among the wheat. And we've got here, of course, the mustard seed, as I'll explain. Then we've got the parable of the leaven. The leaven is not the growth of the church in the world, it's corruption. And all these parables have a beginning well with the parable of the good four soils, if you like. Only the fourth one is good. And then it goes into corruption with the tares coming in. Satan sows corruption. We've heard about corruption in the story of Noah. It goes right back to the beginning with the fall in the first place. So we have in this, also in the mustard seed, the continuity of that thought about growing corruption. This mustard tree, as some say, is the growth of the gospel and the growth of the church in the world. Rubbish. Nothing of the sort. Because the mustard tree is a monster. Because the mustard bush is at the most 8 feet tall in Israel. This is a tree which could be 30, 40 feet tall. So it is, in a sense, a monstrosity. And the Lord is pointing this out as something which is not right, it's corrupt, it's evil, it's a monstrosity. And that's what Christendom is becoming. This is the whole point, growing and increasing corruption until we get to the final seventh parable, which is the parable of the division of the good fish from the bad fish from the net, when the final judgment takes place. Judgment at the end of epoch, as Jim has been saying. So this is not the glorious completion of the gospel, that the church captures the world and saves it. Not a bit of it. No, it's not that way at all. So we have here, like the tares, a growing corruption which we have. So we've got the tree, and it's, you see, over with any tree, the roots grow extensively underground, which cannot be seen. And this is another point. So this is a monstrous tree which is unreal and not like the real mustard bush. And that's exactly how the apostate system of Christendom has been developing a long time until we've got almost a Laodicean age now that are always spewed out of its mouth. This is what it does for the mustard tree. So it's a monster. It's a false tree. Just like the tares are false. They look like the genuine, but are not. And a tare looks like, which is a Palestinian darno, looks like the genuine wheat, but it is not. But how do we know that this is in fact the case? As you say, with the apostate Christendom developing, which started a long time ago, because apostasy came in very early after the early church. But here, in a sense, we have something, an ecumenical tree, a World Council of Churches tree, of apostate Christendom, which will eventually welcome, indeed, false religions to join it. Some are trying to do that even now. So I'd like you to go back now, please, to the book of Daniel, and that will give us more light. Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4. And this is a vision or dream, like the huge man, chapter 2. In chapter 4, we've got something, again, relating to Nebuchadnezzar. And the verses we need are 10 to 12 and verse 14. Daniel chapter 4, verses 10 to 12 and 14. Let's read them. This is Nebuchadnezzar's second dream, as you're recounting it. "These were the visions in my head while on my bed. I was looking, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great." Notice that. "The tree grew and became strong. Its height reached to the heavens, and it could be seen to the ends of all the earth. Its leaves were lovely, its fruit abundant, out deceiving, and in it was food for all. The beasts of the field found shade under it, the birds of the heavens dwelt in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. Down to verse 14. What happened in the vision? He cried, this is the angel, a watcher in verse 13, a watcher is an angel. He cried aloud and said, chop down the tree and cut off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beast get out from under it and the birds from its branches, but leave the stump. Daniel, he knew about this. He understood what it meant. The height was great. The tree grew strong. Its height reached to heaven, just like the Tower of Babel was tried. Same principle. That's Babylon too. And it went to the ends of the earth. The leaves were fair and so on. And the fruit was there. And the tares looked just as attractive as the wheat did. And it was meat for all. And the fowls, or the birds of the air, dwelt in its branches. And all flesh was made fed from it. Well, that's just like the Babylonian Empire, of course. But when you give it a religious element here, that is the influence, of course, of apostate religion as it will develop and will be worldwide, without any doubt. That's how it's growing. Now, it's very interesting, the birds of heaven, the birds. Where do we read the birds before? Well, of course, in the first parable of the good, well, four seeds that were sown. And on one of them, the birds of the air came and snatched away the seed, yes? In other words, they snatched away the truth of the word of God. And the birds are exactly the same in this particular issue, relating, of course, to the birds in the big tree. What do the birds do? They snatched away the truth of the word of God. That's what apostate Christendom does. Now, obviously, with the time element, I'm condensing this very considerably. Now, we know that... All right, I'll do that if you'd like to, yes, in more detail. All right. So here we have the position that Nebuchadnezzar was that tree, and he was cut down to size when he boasted so much, I build this great Babylon myself. And the Lord said, I heard that. And he arranged him to cut down to size. You know, for 7 years, he's put out to grass. At the end of the 7 years, he was restored to normality. Actually, that is a known disease, which is known up to 1947. And it's called, if I can think about it, I don't know if I've got it here, leucanthropy, boanthropy. Leucanthropy is a person becomes a wolf. And boanthropy is when a person becomes an ox. Nose grew and hair grew, put out the grass, and then eventually the Lord restored him to normality again. But that tree was cut down, and I tell you, one day Christendom is going to be cut down, and the Lord is going to come and to reign and to rule. So Satan obviously moves in a worldly religious sense too, doesn't he? We know that with the tares among the wheat. So Satan seeks his position in Christendom, in apostate church, if you like. So these, if you like, are the buzzards in the branches, and they snatch away the seed of truth, without any doubt. So I thought perhaps, if I may, it's half eight, I'll leave this, and I've given you a taster. Perhaps we could elaborate this a bit more next week, if we may.
Now, I think he filmed us a major part of the question next week that will enable him to develop what he sees.